Great turnout today by the fans and parents and all that. And we've been saying all spring long, it's going to take everybody. We want to be on a pirate ship. We want to take this ship to our goals next fall. We've been saying let's ride. And ride for our program is about playing with relentless effort, intense energy, discipline, and execution, knowing our job and doing our job. And that's what we've been focused on. We said we have four quarters of the offseason. First quarter was winter training. Second quarter was spring practice. And the third and fourth quarter is going to be the summer training and then preseason camp. We got to see how much better we can get between today and August 28th, we go take on NC State and go from there.
What impressed you the most today?
The way they compete. You know, they're out here, practice 15. We drew for spring practice out over 5 weeks. We went 3 days a week, drew it out a little bit longer than normal. They've been out over a month now. And, you know, they're ready probably to be done with the semester. They start finals next week. But the energy they still have to go out here and compete and the love they have for each other and care about each other and just want to put the ball down and go at it, that's pretty special at this point in time. And that's all you look for is guys that want to put the ball down, go compete. Obviously, when you break up in the spring game, and we broke the teams up evenly. We didn't put the first team O-line together, first team D-line together. So you got some mismatches at times, and it maybe look not as clean as it will on August 28th, but it gives them a great opportunity to go compete and go at it.
What was the biggest takeaway from the spring as a whole?
You know, I thought we built some depth. I think we're as athletic as we were a year ago, and we built in leadership too. Like when I walked in the team meeting January 12th, we sit there and I'm like, oh, Roger Harris is gone, Deontay Johnson is gone, and so many seniors are gone. Who's going to be the next guy stepping up? You can see Caden Hauser stepping up, Tegan Wilkes stepping up, Xavier McGyver, Zion Wilson, Preston Carr, and I can name a handful of other guys that are starting to take on leadership roles that they didn't have to a year ago because those older guys were there and in that place, and now it's becoming their football team, and they're taking ownership, and they're taking the next step.
What's the biggest thing you want to improve the next two quarters of your offseason?
You know, we got to continue to build our depth. You know, I think obviously we kept Caden limited this spring and kept him out of certain situations. And even today, I'm yelling at the defense, stay away, and blowing the whistle early. But we got to continue to develop a backup quarterback so we can use Caden in the run game, so we can use Caden how we want to go win games like we did in late season. So we got to continue to do that not only at the backup quarterback position, but every single position on our roster, whether it's kicker, punter, defensively, whatever it may be.
What winning spoils does Purple Team get?
You know, the fun thing about it, you don't have to necessarily put anything on the line for those guys to go at it. Just them be able to talk a little junk in the locker room, I think it's enough. So that's what they got pride in, and being able to look their teammate in the eye and tell them they got the best of them. You know, anytime you put the ball down with this group, they're going to go at it, whether it's something's on the line or just a little pride, they're going to go at it and compete.
Obviously, being a defensive guy, I got to ask about that side of the ball. What stood out on that side from what you saw today?
I think they're just playing hard and playing physical. Obviously, you expect the defense to be a little ahead of the offense in the spring. And you go against an opponent for 15 days. I never could say this as a defensive coach, but it always gave you the defensive a little bit of advantage because you're seeing the same offense over and over. You might know exactly what's coming. But I thought defensively we got some guys that are playing really hard. I see Josiah Robinson over there who's played some limited snaps over his career. But right now he looks like another starter out there. You know, we didn't have J.D. Lamb play out there this spring. We didn't have Raheem Craig. But I saw other guys stepping up. And I'm excited to add those two guys back to the mix this summer and preseason camp and get them rolling again.
What are your thoughts on Savon getting drafted?
Well,
great down
by the Cowboys. How about him? You know, just so super proud for him and just his story and his resilience and being a pirate and the loyalty he had to Pirate Nation. Just, you know, it chokes you up a little bit. And we got so many stories in our team. I told our guys this morning that I just want to see their story turn out the same way his did. And the thing about him, he came to work every single day with that same attitude, I'm going to get better, some way to attack it, and we got to be the same way.
Saw some issues in the kicking game. Is that nerves? Or is that something you're not worried about?
I'm not too worried about it. Some of it's backup holder, backup snapper, you know, those type of issues. Our punter had mono this spring, so he's out. You know, don't have a whole true holder in there, so we got some backup roles in there. We'll continue to clean that up as we move forward and get into game ready for those situations.
How nice is it to see some former players come back and hang out on the field today?
Yeah, Jaquan McMillan surprised us, you know, showing up, and just to have him out there and just to see his smile, I think just brightens you, and not only for our staff and our fans and Pirate Nation, but also for our players to look over and say, hey, there's a starting nickel for the Denver Broncos. You know, I can get there from here. You know, what he did for Pirate Nation, where I can meet my goals and get to. And to see him, Siobhan, Jeremy Lewis just sign a Canadian contract, to see those guys coming back, it also tells you what Pirate Nation means to those guys. And have Jaquan back and Jeremy back, and I seen Big Tay out here, that they want to come back to Greenville, they want to be back in Dowdy, tells you how special this place is.
Coach, you started your post-team meeting by saying it's all about us. How much did you see this team grow as one cohesive unit over the spring?
Yeah, and that's just part of our, you know, culture. It's a part of who we got to be and part of who we got to be next fall. I think, you know, college football has changed so much. The landscape of college athletics has changed so much that it's about me, it's about I, it's what can I get. You know, I think the programs and the staffs and cultures that can bond teams together and be great teams are the teams that's going to win games, whether it's in the fall or whatever season it is and whatever sport.
Coach, at that backup quarterback position, did anyone jump out to you outside of Caden there?
You know, I think we got some work to do. I'm not ready to say, hey, this is going to be the backup. You know, I think you've seen positive things from all those guys. You've seen things they got to improve on and work on. And the best thing they can do is get out here in a game scenario, game situation, and play football. You only get so many times. I think this is our fourth time in Dowdy this spring. We'll get about four times in a game setting scenario in the fall. So you only get so many times before it's go time, it's put the ball down, it's live, and it means something. So we got to put those guys in those scenarios and situations as much as possible. Those guys that were playing backup quarterback have not took a snap in Dowdy yet in a game situation, so we got to prepare them. So appreciate you guys being here. Thank you for everything you do, for our football program, the support, the coverage you guys give us. And like I said, we're all on this pirate ship together. We want to keep it going. Go Pirates, and let's ride. Thank you.